Haskell, Brother and Sister, St. Helena, California, April 1st, 1906. Dear Brother and Sister Haskell, the rain seems to be over, and we are very much pleased at the prospect of seeing the sunshine. The sky is clear, except for a few beautiful white clouds, and the sun is shining brightly. We hope that you are comfortably settled in your new quarters. I am still working almost constantly at my writings. I have a case to lay before you. It is the wish of W.C. White and myself that Mabel White shall without delay connect with your Bible class. But she will not feel free to do this unless she has a special invitation from you. Therefore, I ask you to consider the matter and ask her to come. We are anxious that she shall connect with the class as soon as possible, that she may receive all the instruction possible. Sister Williams is with you, and she can give you any information that you may desire regarding Mabel. We earnestly desire that Mabel shall have the education that she can obtain by uniting with your class for Bible study. And if she could have the privilege of sleeping by herself, I will furnish the necessary bedding. Sister Williams is one who could help Mabel and be a blessing to her. I ask you to write to her as soon as possible. I will leave this matter with you. I cannot write a long letter, for we have much to do to prepare for our journey to Southern California. We expect to leave here sometime next week, either Wednesday or Thursday. We are deeply interested in your field of labor and your work. We are glad that you can be with us for a time to engage in this work. Be of good courage, for if ever there was a needy field, you have it before you now. It is a field that needs to be worked, and God will impress the hearts of those for whom you labor. Brother and Sister Haskell, you must be sure to manage to obtain the rest that you need. You must not allow yourselves to be overworked. We all need to be courageous, and in order for this to be, we must place ourselves in right relation to our work and be cheerful and hopeful and earnest. May the Lord guide and bless and sustain you and give you the very message that will help the people to distinguish light from darkness, truth from error. Let us consecrate ourselves, body, soul, and spirit, to God. The work is His. He has laid the foundation for it in His blood. It is His work, and He will bring to bear influences, earthly and heavenly, outward and inward, providential and spiritual, by which it shall be accomplished. In love.